Hello.
Oh, hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good.
So I was following up. I saw that you called in earlier with a billing question.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I received a message about, you know, the bill that I'm unable to pay at this moment. So I was, you know, calling to talk to someone about it. You know,
so I see that message that went out earlier, and it's about your past due balance and how, you know, right now you're just past due for $199, but come February 11th, it'll be past due for $398 because that continues to reoccur until this settles. So I know that last we spoke, you said you needed a little bit more time. That's why I put a note in here to wait at least a week before I followed up with you again. When do you think you would be able to take care of that past due balance?
I mean, I don't know, because I'm unable to go through these jobs. I got to come up with almost $800 and something to get my truck out of the shop. So that's what I'm working on.
Oh, you're still working on getting the truck. Yeah, I had a note in here that you were working on that.
I thought when I signed up with this wasn't like, I thought it was a month-to-month thing. I didn't, you know, where it can be, if I miss a month, it gets on back on the next month. I never know. It's like a,
you could if you arrange that before your billing, but I think what the problem is in this case is in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 11th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So you would have had to call us by the 8th to let us know, like, hey, we're having some trouble. I don't want to be billed on the 11th. And then we could, you know, do a pause and push billing out. But now that it's past due, because you didn't notify us that there was a problem with the payment or with your truck or anything until the 14th. And that's when the payment was already past due. So I'll give you a couple of options, Layton. Number one, I can try to put you into friends and family pricing of $149 monthly. That would at least save you $50 off of the past due balance. And I realize that you probably can't do that right now, but as long as you get it done before February 8th, I can prevent that February 11th charge, and I can push it out 30 days for you. Okay, so that's one option. Another option would be to cancel the program and have you just keep the website, and that's just $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. So I hesitate to offer that for you because a website in and of itself typically won't bring you clients, right? The value to what we do is in the first page placement on Google and Bing. But if, you know, things are really tight and you can't go out right now until you get that $800 to fix your work truck, that might be an option for you. You know, that way, you know, I'm not supposed to reduce the past due balance from $199 to just $49. But if you think that that would work, I would get it overridden for you. Have you seen the site that we built you?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, can I, no, I don't know what to do at this time. There's just so much going on.
Well, like I said, you don't have to settle it today. Just make sure to do it before February 8th because February 11th, it'll be past due for $398. And what I want to do is try to catch it before that happens. That way, you know, we can maybe collect $49, put you into website hosting, and then push the next one out 30 days. And that would give you a little bit more time, you know. Or if you want, once we get the $49, I could even put you on a seasonal hold, which means we can pause your billing for up to 90 days. So we could stop the February, the March, the April payments, and you would reinstate back in May. But that's assuming that we get the past due payment, you know, and again, I'm not supposed to reduce it for you, but if you can find a way to, you know, come up with the $49, I'll do it for you.
And you said I have to pay that before February 8th?
Exactly.
I probably could do that. That's, you know, it seems just so it's coming down on me right now because it's a lot going on more than just
sure.
A lot of bills, especially a lot of bills coming in that I'm unable to pay. Got household bill, kids bill, all kind of bill coming in.
I bet. So, I can ask them if they would allow me to do the corporate hosting for you. We deal with big corporations that have over 100 locations listed with us. And when they're a big corporation like that, because they have multi-locations, they only pay $29 for the hosting monthly. So I can try to get you into that package, even though, you know, you're not a big corporation, but that way it would at least save you, you know, 20 additional bucks. And then, you know, hopefully we put you on a seasonal hold and you can get back on your feet, you know, within the next couple of months.
I mean, that probably would help me out a lot.
Yeah, I want to do as much as I can for you because you're being very honest with me and you're telling me your situation. So I'll go to bat for you and I'll get that $29 pricing approved, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. And then the system does try to process it once daily, so it could be that it will automatically go through. But I'll check the account maybe next week at this time, and if we're still having some trouble, I'll reach out to you then, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Well, have a great rest of your week, too, Layton.
Thanks, and you too.
Thank you. Okay, no problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.